This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
For Alex Jones in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. We'll be hearing from Alex in the next segment and throughout the day. And then I'll be back hosting the War Room 3 to 6 p.m. It's our Veterans Call-In Special. So I'm very much looking forward to a busy day here at InfoWars. But we are live. And the president went live during the hearing in Pennsylvania discussing the outright fraud, theft, chicanery, shenanigans, criminal behavior that happened in Philadelphia on election night and beyond. And it's just the beginning. Not only do you have lawsuits ongoing in four states, more could be coming. Not only do you have hundreds of witnesses, hundreds of sworn affidavits of election fraud, of rigged voting machines. The president is now coming out and has made multiple statements claiming that he won. Now, you would think that'd be big news. And so it's the funniest thing where InfoWars gets the exclusive every time. President Trump won the election. Very few people will report it. Very few people, if anyone, will even report when the president announces it. This was a statement from the president today. The 2020 election was a total scam. We won by a lot. You think that'd be mainstream news? Number one story. Says he'll be in Georgia on Saturday to fight the steal there. Says no way Biden got 80 million votes. 100% rigged election. These are statements from the president of the United States. But see, the media is all in the tank for Biden, as they always were. So they went along with the fake election. In fact, they faked it. They indeed faked the election victory for Joe Biden. On CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, Associated Press, NBC News, ABC News, CBS News, all of them faked an election, result for Joe Biden. And they've been faking the president-elect with that propaganda and his fake cabinet, all of it, all propaganda, all to ceremoniously enshrine his fake election. But here we have President Trump fighting back and exposing perhaps the biggest crime against the democratic system of our constitutional republic, our elections. Trump has totally exposed it. He called in to the Pennsylvania hearing yesterday, when that happened 2 days ago, and it sounded like this.
Sad to say it, this election was rigged, and we can't let that happen. We can't let it happen for our country. And this election has to be turned around because we won Pennsylvania by a lot, and we won all of these swing states by a lot. Anybody watching television the night of the election was saying, wow, I was called by the biggest political people. Congratulations, sir, on a big win. And all of a sudden, ballots were dumped all over the place and a lot of horrible things happened. And everybody in that room, I want to thank all of the people that signed affidavits and all of the speakers. You're fantastic people. You're great patriots. I want to thank the senators for being there, and it's so important. Day before Thanksgiving, it really represents somebody. Between the voter suppression and all of the horrible things that happened to poll watchers, we have poll watcher affidavits piled up to the ceiling. They're all over. They were treated horribly all over this, all of these swing states. I mean,
President Trump said he won the election. Alex Jones will be with us on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
PrepareWithAlex.com is a special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low price, high quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is it. PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. We have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at PrepareWithAlex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items. Huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week. Get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
On this live Friday broadcast, the day after Thanksgiving, I want something to really sink in to all the viewers and all the listeners. President Trump and his lawyers testified 2 days ago to the Pennsylvania legislature and laid out damning evidence of orchestrated fraud, election fraud. Think about that. All the same evidence we've been laying out for weeks, and there was almost no coverage on any major channel other than InfoWars.com, OAN, Newsmax, and a few other satellite feeds. Absolutely incredible that that is the point that this nation has gotten to. And that's why President Trump came out today and said the big tech monopoly is a national security threat because they're working with foreign powers. Now with 50-something days left in the Trump administration, they finally get that this is a global takeover for real. They finally get that wasn't just slogans for the populist American people. I mean, Trump knew that there was a Chinese globalist takeover, but the Republican Party and others didn't realize how much trouble this country was really in. So as negative as all this news is, at least now people really know that we're fighting for our lives. And I'm seeing a giant awakening. We're going to air some of the excerpts of the hearings when the president phoned in and more. And it's up to you, the listeners and viewers, and myself and everybody else to get this out. And Owen Schroyer will be playing excerpts throughout the transmission today. But this is really a historic time to be alive. Trump must not concede. We must not concede. This is fraud. This is a foreign takeover. Here is the president.
But I really appreciate being asked to speak, and I'm in the Oval Office right now, and it's very interesting to see what's going on, and this was an election that we won easily. We won it by a lot. A big energy official was on this morning on an important show and said there's no way Trump didn't win Pennsylvania because the energy industry was all for him. I saw, you know, with my eyes what happened, and he told me horror stories, absolute horror stories. So this was a very sad to say it. This election was rigged, and we can't let that happen. We can't let it happen for our country, and this election has to be turned around because we won Pennsylvania by a lot, and we won all of these swing states by a lot. Anybody watching television the night of the election was saying, wow, I was called by the biggest political people. Congratulations, sir, on a big win. And all of a sudden, ballots were dumped all over the place, and a lot of horrible things happened. And everybody in that room, I want to thank all of the people that signed affidavits and all of the speakers. You fantastic people. You great patriots. I want to thank the senators for being there. And it's so important. Day before Thanksgiving, it really represents somebody between the voter suppression and all of the horrible things that happened to poll watchers We have poll watcher affidavits piled up to the ceiling. They're all over. They were treated horribly all over this, all of these swing states. I mean, virtually all of the swing states. And many other things were happening that were horrible, just horrible. But the poll watchers weren't allowed to watch. They were, in many cases, whisked out of the room, not only into pens that were 20, 30, 40, 60, 100 feet away, where you couldn't even see. They were using binoculars. People are reporting that they had to use binoculars, and that didn't work. If you were a Republican poll watcher, you were treated like a dog. And the Democrats had no problem, but they were rough. They were literally pushed out, and it was rough tactics. This is what happened here. This is not the United States of America, what happened. And I think everybody knows that. That's why you're there, and that's why you're so vehement about it. We have many cases of people walking in. A woman, an elderly woman, walks in looking forward to voting November 3rd and says, oh, good, where would I go about voting? I'm sorry, you've already voted. Your ballot is in. They said, no, I didn't vote. I didn't vote. No, your ballot is in. You've already voted. In all cases for Biden, by the way. She said, no, I want to vote. Nope, your ballot is in. And then they give her a provisional ballot to sign, which goes nowhere. It's a disgrace that this is happening to our country. We won this election by a lot. We got 74 million votes. And if you would have said 74 million votes the day before the election, every single professional in the business would have said there's no way of beating that. We got 11 million votes more than we had 4 years before in 2016. And we got many votes more than Ronald Reagan had when he won 49 states. And nobody would have said we even had a chance of losing. And all you had to do is take a look at the numbers at 10 o'clock in the evening when everybody thought the election was virtually over. And then very weird things happened. But they're not weird to professionals, and they're not weird to Dominion and other people that operate machines, and they're not weird to the people that handle the ballots where they were flooding the market. People were getting 2 and 3 and 4 ballots in their home. People that were dead were signing up for ballots. Not only were they coming in and putting in a ballot, but dead people were requesting ballots, and they were dead for years, and they were requesting ballots. And the whole world is watching us. The whole world is watching the United States of America, and we can't let them get away with it. And we have judges that are afraid to make a decision. We have judges that don't want to do the same thing. A very good lawyer said, well, sir, I mean, that's a big statement for a judge to overthrow an election. I said, really? If he got hundreds of thousands of votes more than he was entitled to get through all of the things that I'm listening to right now, and you're just covering a few of them, we have hundreds and hundreds of affidavits of stories that are even worse than the stories I'm hearing. Why wouldn't they overturn an election? Certainly overturn it in your state, because we have other states that are just as bad. If you look at Michigan with Detroit, you look at the things that happened in Detroit, where you have a voter, but you have more votes than you have voters.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue to play this audio of President Trump literally phoning in to the hearings yesterday. And, you know, it's so interesting, this dynamic of, it's all illustrative of how this is a war. You know what? Trump doesn't have time to do some big grandiose presentation or plan all this stuff out. It's just war. Oh, hey, they're live right now at a hearing. Millions are tuned in. By the way, nobody even aired that on television news. OAN aired it, and Right Side Broadcasting had a feed. About 250,000 people tuned in live. And that was with barely any promotion or marketing or anything. But Trump's just like, hey, you know what? We're in a war. I don't have time for a big presentation. I can't make it down there. I don't need a big thing. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and dial up my attorneys there, and they can pop me up and put me on the microphone. And then that even pisses the deep state and the globalists off more, that Trump can literally do this. Folks, it's just unbelievable. And it's kind of even illustrative of us here at InfoWars. Just in a war. Just war. Just full gas. Get the people the information. no holds barred. And it is Black Friday today, so I'm sure everybody's telling you about their Black Friday deals. We have a huge special right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off top-selling supplements and free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. And I would suggest, with the free shipping, take advantage of some of the more expensive heavy items to ship, like an air filter that's on sale right now, water filters, where we have multiple choices for you, and, of course, the emergency food supplies, all at InfoWarsStore.com. With the free shipping, that is big savings, and there's already discounted specials on the emergency food and the air filters and the water filters. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget about all the great supplements. Huge specials right now on this Black Friday for you. I'm just looking. Bodies, 40% off. VasoBeat Complete, 40% off. 40% off DNA Force Plus. I'm just going down the list here. These are all live at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how we're able to be live today with you on this Black Friday because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. More from the president on the other side.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back live here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving out there with plenty of food and fun. If you were in some Democrat-run states, you may have been visited by the Nazis to make sure you didn't have... Oh, I'm sorry, the Democrats, to make sure you didn't have too many friends or family over, or soon it'll be too much food. Oh, you're not allowed to have a 20-pound turkey. Each house can only have 8 pounds of turkey on Thanksgiving. That'll be the next Democrat decree. But before we get into that, I want to go back to President Trump. He phoned into the historic hearing in Pennsylvania, and there's going to be more just like it, I would imagine. We have Michigan coming up. They'll probably do Wisconsin, Georgia. We'll see how far it goes. Trump has announced he'll be in Georgia on Saturday. Of course, you can have all the coverage right here at InfoWars. And it does seem to be a theme. Saturdays, patriots are getting out to their state capitals, waving American flags, waving Trump flags as a symbol that we know we won the election and as a optical battle that, hey, where's the Biden voters? He's so great, the most popular of all time with 80 million votes. Where are the people? Where are they rallying? Where are they organizing? They're not. Meanwhile, Trump supporters out. In fact, I will be at the state capitol again this Saturday here in Austin, Texas. Last Saturday, we had a couple hundred people show up. It was a lot of fun, actually. Kind of just have a little rally event there with some speakers. Totally organic and unplanned. So I'll be out there again tomorrow at noon. It'll probably be happening at your state capitol as well. And Trump says he'll be in Georgia. So we'll be following that story at InfoWars.com. But let's go back to President Trump phoning in to the historic voter fraud election theft hearing in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. Here was Trump's phone call.
You have voters. You take a look at Detroit, Michigan. You have more votes than you have voters. And then you have two people that don't want to certify. They don't want to certify. And they're harassed violently. And they turned off the cameras during the harassment for 2 hours. And then they said, wow. And they were afraid and they voted. And then they went back to sign and they couldn't do it because they said, we can't do it because this is corrupt. This is horrible what's taking place. Think of it. More votes than you have voters. But that was the least of it. They have things that were as bad as that. And this is going on all over. We're doing very well in a lot of states. A lot of good things are happening in Georgia. We're getting little help from government, but a lot of good things are happening in Georgia, Wisconsin, and Michigan. They're seeing what happened in Detroit. And we sure are looking at what's happening in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia. What happened in Philadelphia, they keep the poll watchers not only in pens, but they keep them out of the building. And the only reason they got back into the building was they got a court order. And then the definition of back into the building was very far away where they couldn't see anything. And they talk about closed circuit television, except you couldn't see it because the picture was so unclear you didn't even know what they were doing. They could have been playing a baseball game. So it's a very sad thing for our country to have this. And they have to turn over the results. It would be easy for me to say, oh, let's worry about 4 years from now. No, this election was lost by the Democrats. They cheated. It was a fraudulent election. They flooded the market. They defrauded everybody to ballot. And I just want to thank everybody for being there. You're doing a tremendous service. This is a very important moment in the history of our country. And you're doing a tremendous service to our country. And don't worry about bravery, because the people that talk the most, they're not the ones you have to worry about. And these are all talkers. They intimidate. But these are not people that you're going to ultimately have to. They push you around. They pushed our poll workers out. Our poll watchers were pushed out of the building. Okay, some got back in, they wouldn't put in the pens. But these are not people. Don't be intimidated by these people. But they're bad people. They're horrible people. And they're people that don't love our country. So we don't have to worry about 4 years right now. We have to worry about what happened on November 3rd and previous to November 3rd. And by the way, after November 3rd, when people put votes in and they put them in illegally, they put them in after the polls closed. And one of our great Supreme Court justices made mention of that, and I can't imagine that any justice or anybody looking at it could be thrilled when they vote after the election is over. So I want to thank everybody very much for being there. I want to thank the state Senate, and respected people, tremendous people, and you're doing a tremendous service for our country. And if something was done wrong, if this election was won fraudulently, and that's what happened, it was a fraud. And we're talking about, very importantly, many more ballots, many more votes than the number we need. In other words, if we needed 50,000 votes, we're not talking about we found 9 dead people that voted. Of course, there were many more than that, many numbers that nobody even believes. Now, we're talking about numbers that are far in excess of the 50,000, far in excess of another state where we lost by 10,000. And they went absolutely wild because we got far more votes than they thought possible. And they just stepped in the gas and they got caught. Just like they got caught spying on my campaign, they got caught exactly, they got caught doing this. So I really appreciate it, and the country appreciates it.
Arrest.
And we have to turn the election over, because there's no doubt. We have all the evidence, we have all the affidavits, we have everything. All we need is to have some judge listen to it properly.
We need arrest is what we need.
Without having a political opinion or having another kind of a problem.
It's treason.
Because we have everything.
Three
and by the way,
over.
The evidence is pouring in now as we speak. And I want to thank Rudy Giuliani for having the courage to do this. There are other lawyers that backed down because they were being screamed at. Rudy is the greatest mayor in the history of New York, and there's a reason. He's got great courage, and he doesn't care. He wants to do what's right. And I told him the other day, Rudy, you were the greatest mayor in the history of New York, and you see what happened to New York without Rudy. You were the greatest mayor, but this is more important. What you're doing now is far more important than being a great mayor of the city of New York and being its greatest mayor by far. By the way, by far. This is going to be your crowning achievement because you're saving our country. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
Now, there's another important, it could be a transitional moment here that's beyond the election fraud, and that is that event, which, by the way, this is the point. There's no Republican involvement here. There's no Republican Party involvement. There's no GOP leadership. There's no Republican leaders, congressmen, nothing. You did have some senators from Pennsylvania get involved, but as far as the larger GOP is concerned, nothing. They're not fighting for Trump. Most 90% of Republicans in office aren't fighting for Trump. But the fact that they had that event, made for TV, live audience, all of that for the total presentation, that in and of itself was a victory for conservatives and patriots, because this is something Republicans have failed on for decades. This is something conservatives just don't do. Made for TV events, compelling events with a live audience. Now, granted, none of the cable news networks picked it up. That's by design. They were part of the election theft. They were part of the treason. But that was a historical event. More will be coming, and it's a sign that the new, quote-unquote, Republican Party under Trump actually has some fight.
Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared. Hell, all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now. Preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
There's been a massive backlash to the very easily to predict action of Google-owned YouTube taking over the main front page of the platform and force-feeding messages to everyone's channels and private accounts, telling them that Thanksgiving is evil and bad and about murdering indigenous people, and that it should really be called un-Thanksgiving, and then push some Black Lives Matter, George Soros, UN garbage. Why is this? Well, it's because the big tech companies support communist China and giant death camps that Apple and others are actually lobbying to keep open, and they want to distract away from their current mass murder operations and total oppression and surveillance and election meddling here and censorship onto how woke they are and how good they are and how great it is. You know, if America's so bad, why are all these, quote, indigenous peoples from all over the world fighting to get into here? Because despite the fact that we have a lot of problems in our history, we're heads above basically any other nation in the history of the planet except for maybe Switzerland or England. It has been the West that has led the way towards human freedom, education, medicine, science, everything. And the globalists know that, so they're waging war on Western ethos of the Renaissance because they don't want a utopian future. They are dystopians on record that want to ruin everything good, cancel the family, and basically create a post-human world. Back to live transmission with Owen Schroyer. I'm Alex Jones. This is The InfoWar.
It is interesting, isn't it? Thanksgiving was a much different holiday just 10 years ago. In fact, I saw a lot of commentary on that issue over the course of the last 48 hours or so. It really is different. It really is different. And I'm sure this year a lot of it had to do with the COVID madness, which we'll get into right now. But just from an observer point of view, Thanksgiving now appears to be nothing but Black Friday. It's all I see is Black Friday this, Black Friday that, and then a bunch of weird social justice warrior messaging intertwined with it, just using Thanksgiving as the platform to tell you how bad you are for being white or Christian or American. So it's kind of odd how that has gone down. And then, of course, you had the COVID madness of people being panicked over COVID, telling friends and family to wear masks at their dinners, Democrat governors and mayors telling you you can't have gatherings. It's what they like to do. Vermont Governor Phil Scott, you know, it's just sick. And I got to be honest, I mean, I do get mad at the president for playing along with this. I don't commit to that anger. I move on. But, I mean, it's just this whole COVID nonsense is just so out of control. Anybody, okay, fine, there's a virus. Anybody who says it's a pandemic or some sort of national health emergency or the hospitals are overwhelmed or the death counts are up, all lies. And it's sick that we're still perpetuating this. And so now, I'm sorry. I have not seen the Cuomo Kramer turkey. That's a new one to me. Oh, yeah, he's a turkey, all right. Another turkey is Governor Phil Scott, who instructs schools to interrogate students about family Thanksgiving gatherings. You know, by the way, I just wrote it down here. I just found out today that a great aunt of mine, great lady, full of life, died of COVID. No, my sweet aunt, great aunt D, was 86 years old, smoked for 50 plus years of her life, drank like a fish until the day she died. At least when I last saw her, she could have not been, but she parted with me. I'll just put it that way. But, oh, you get the flu, and now it's, oh, you died of COVID. Pneumonia deaths, non-existent. Flu deaths, non-existent. It's all COVID. Car accidents, COVID. Old age, COVID. You get a little cough, COVID. Eye scratch, COVID. Everybody knows it. But see, again, it's the weird level of committing to the propaganda because you think it benefits you. And that's where the left is at. But let's move on. Virginia Sheriff's Office warns residents of holiday gatherings. Warns. Encourages neighbors to snitch if they see Thanksgiving dinners happening. So you're being warned. You're not allowed to have dinner. You're not allowed to have family over. There could be a virus. Well, there always could be a virus. I mean, so again, the precedent's been set. The mask never comes off. The fear-mongering never stops. The fear porn never stops. Your freedom never returns. And now you're afraid of a virus the rest of your life because you're living in a permanent pandemic that's actually a total fraud. New York City to have Thanksgiving COVID checkpoints. Well, they set these up, but as far as I can tell, D.C., New York, and others, the police are really not enforcing this. It just is, you know, a decree made by a Democrat mayor or governor, and then they just kind of fall on flat ears. In fact, you had parents outside Gracie Mansion protesting all kinds of things, the illegal lockdown, schools to be reopened, just the general scumbaggery of their mayor and governor. And this is happening, again, all over the nation, these protests. It's funny. It's always Democrat-run cities. So the liberals go to Democrat-run cities to complain about how Democrats run the city. Conservatives protest in Democrat-run cities to complain about how Democrats run the city. Huh? It's interesting, isn't it? It's always in the Democrat-run cities. Now, one side of the aisle actually wants to vote for something different. The other side keeps voting the same way and then claims that you're insane when the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, a.k.a. voting Democrat, watching Democrat-run cities go to hell, but then keep voting Democrat for change. Failing grades spike in Virginia's largest school system as online learning gap emerges nationwide. And there's all kinds of weird stories in this Washington Post story. There's all kinds of weird stories all over the Internet. It's a joke. Hell, Jeffrey Toobin's on a professional business meeting masturbating. What do you think kids are doing while they're in a digital class, if they're even there? Oh, the Internet's out. Well, not going to school today. Oh, I can play all these different games. Oh, I can watch movies. I can all do this during class. Oh, I'm failing? What? I mean, who would have saw that coming? San Diego says strip club's essential, so church calls itself family-friendly strip club. If there's actually, see if the crew can find this in 60 seconds. So, I saw the video. I forgot to send it to you guys, but so you can have a strip club in San Diego and other parts of California, but San Diego, you can have a strip club, but you can't go to church. And so the pastor literally does a strip tease. He comes out before the sermon and does a strip tease and takes his jacket off and does a little dance. It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. I'm not sure how I felt about it because he kind of gets a little into it, but he had to declare himself to be a stripper to preach the gospel and talk about Jesus. So I guess that's what you got to do if you want to. That's it. You just have a strip club and then have the strippers come up and they're giving you a lap dance, take all their clothes. By the way, have you read the Bible today? It's the new way to go to church, folks. Thank you, COVID. By the way, this will send church attendance through the roof, I have a feeling. Okay. Another Democrat caught violating his own COVID rules. No! The Democrat mayor of Denver was caught violating his own COVID travel ordinance, getting on a plane to see family just 30 minutes after decreeing that people should not travel to visit their relatives. That's a Democrat mayor, Michael Hancock. So, another complete phony, another complete hypocrite, another complete lying, dirtbag, scumbag politician who affiliates with the Democrat Party. Go figure. All right, when we come back, Alex Jones has a special Thanksgiving message for you. Don't go anywhere, unless it's to InfoWarsStore.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So I took a few days off with the family to come out to our old family property we've had since the 1830s in East Texas. As you can see, it's a beautiful little lake here with ducks on it. The rest are doing some target shooting, a little bit of wild hog hunting, having some fun. And then I was going through Twitter, watching some Joe Rogan videos, and I saw a bunch of postings by the left, and just all over the place. Look at Alex Jones over the past 5-6 years. He's all alone. And all these posters had gone through and found photos I put out when I was still on Twitter, and I also put out InfoWars last year and year before, of a turkey in my hands, wearing a pilgrim's hat or a Native American hat, and just having some fun that my family had taken. And they all said, look, he's all alone. He's a loser. Ha, ha, ha. He doesn't have anybody with him. He started social distancing before it was cool. He lost his kids. None of that's true. Didn't lose my children in court. Have full custody. Have a great big family. Here in East Texas, we have a whole bunch of family come by and see us. But I don't put my family on the internet because of the threats and the attacks. But it isn't about Alex Jones coming on air and saying, I've got family, I'm cool, I'm successful. It's about the left obsessed with getting rid of Thanksgiving, getting rid of Christmas, saying that their main mission, I mean, this is taught in mainline college for social workers, that the family belongs to an archaic age and there's going to be this great utopia. All over the U.S. and Europe, leftist cities are getting rid of single family dwellings to make you live in communal things. I mean, this goes back to Skinner, and this goes back to some of the other crazy psychologists and psychiatrists that said they want to get rid of the family and make us all members of the state. And so that's why the left always says, you're alone. They even said it when I had my kids at a restaurant. You don't have your family, F you. And I'm like, that's kind of crazy. It's because they're projecting how they're alone and statistically how they don't have a lot of friends, statistically how they steal more, statistically how they virtue signal, but are nine times more likely not to give to charity. These are really unhappy, miserable people. And it's very sick. It's very sad. And they want to project their misery onto us. If folks decided not to have kids or couldn't have kids, totally get it. I don't judge people that don't have children, but I mean, I have four children. I've been married twice. I'm very excited about life. I have a lot of gusto. I rode around on four-wheelers all yesterday and ate delicious food, celebrated America, and I'm going to fight back against the globalist takeover. I'm a winner. I'm succeeding. I don't live in a compact, big, mega tower, a coffin, apartment 200 square feet. I don't hate myself. I believe in humanity. I believe humanity is amazing. I'm not writing articles for the Wall Street Journal about looking forward to the end of humanity because I'm so miserable and I hate myself. That's you, the left, not me. And listen, I don't hate you. I want you to get your life force back. I want you to realize that you were inducted at a very young age into leftist anti-human nihilism. And so you think that if you make others miserable, it makes you happy. I'm not miserable. I've been attacked. I've been persecuted. I've been sued more than 50 times by the globalists. And it made me stronger. And it made InfoWars more popular. You can go see that everywhere. So I'm a testament to the success story of standing up for what's right and other people resonating with that and supporting me as well. And so I'm very, very proud of my family. I'm very, very proud of America. I'm very, very proud of the world. I'm very, very proud of humanity. I'm very, very thankful to God. And I'm very, very thankful to my sister. I'm going to be on TV here, but I love you, sweetheart. We're all alone, aren't we, Marley?
We are.
We're all alone.
Yeah, we're so alone out here.
We're just all alone. And I'm going to send this. I'll see if it'll upload out here in the countryside back to the show where Owen Schwartz is doing the broadcast today. I don't know if it'll even get up there, but maybe they can go through and find some of the Twitter stuff where, oh, look, he's all alone. I'm all alone, leftist. I'm all locked down in a big city. I'm just miserable. No, I'm empowered. I'm not wearing masks. Nobody in my family's gotten sick. It's coming out that all the vaccines are a fraud. I've been proven right again. So the left out there, I'm sorry you're miserable, but listen, don't project that onto me, okay? Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. This is also a very evil right-wing dog right here.
The Democrats have been rigging elections supported by violence since the days of Reconstruction.
The famed printing house created this lithograph featuring the African-American members of Congress, all of them Southerners, all of them Republicans, in 1872. When neither candidate in the 1876 presidential election secured enough votes in the Electoral College to be declared winner, a deal was struck. Southern Democrats agreed to back Republican candidate Rutherford B. Hayes. In exchange, the federal troops who had protected black voters were withdrawn from the South. Black voting rights were gradually stripped away, and black representation in Congress faded. Reconstruction was over, and the Jim Crow era of segregation began.
Today, I am saddened to report to the taxpayers of Pennsylvania and the 1.3 million voters who trusted Dominion voting systems with their ballots that Dominion voting systems has hung you out to dry and slapped you in your faces.
PA Representative Seth Grove not mincing words in Harrisburg Friday after a roundtable discussion between Dominion voting systems was canceled overnight. Dominion says they're under litigation and cannot answer questions at this time. Representative Grove calling their bluff.
We're putting a stop to this right now. If you're not litigated and we ask you to come before us, we expect you to fulfill your promise of coming before us.
Due to widespread evidence of vulnerabilities, including memory card infiltration and security protocol failure, the controversial Diebold election system that threatened democracy in the 2000s was never replaced due to widespread evidence of vulnerabilities.
In Volusia County, Florida, an election computer counted Al Gore's totals backwards. He had negative votes. There was an investigation into the negative votes, and it was established that the problem couldn't have been due to machine failure, because only the totals for the presidential race were affected. It looked like a second memory card may have been loaded onto the computer,
Memory cards contain the votes, but this second card had disappeared, so they couldn't check it.
The software that counted those votes was owned by Global Election Systems. In 2002, they were bought by the Diebold Corporation. The software is a trade secret. It's against federal and state law to look inside Diebold's voting machines.
I was the chief technical advisor to the Secretary of State of the largest state in the United States, and I was not allowed to look at the software running in Diebold or any other vendor's voting systems. To this day, I have not been allowed to look.
Diebold merely changed its name to Premier Election Solutions in 2007. In 2009, Election Systems and Software acquired AKA Premier Election Solutions, and after the Department of Justice filed a civil antitrust lawsuit against Election Systems and Software, requiring it to divest voting equipment systems assets it acquired from Premier Election Solutions, the company then sold those assets to Dominion Voting Systems.
This now is Michael Steele, a principal with the Washington, D.C. firm Hamilton Place Strategies, which is representing Dominion. Mr. Steele, thank you for coming on with me today. The first question people want to know, did a Dominion machine change one vote from Biden to Trump or from Trump to Biden?
No.
Some of the people watching you now, I mean, you know, they don't believe you. They think you're lying. They're going to say, of course you're going to say Dominion's not guilty of anything because you represent the company.
Right. Well, I've got the facts on my side, and the president's attorneys will go on to press conferences, will go on TV and make these crazy allegations, and then 30 times they've gone to court, and they have not offered a scintilla of proof. So all I can say is until we would love to see any facts and evidence they have. Thus far, we have seen none.
The Dominion voting systems, the Smartmatic technology software, and the software that goes in other computerized voting systems here as well, not just Dominion, were created in Venezuela at the direction of Hugo Chavez to make sure he never lost an election after one constitutional referendum came out the way he did not want it to come out. We have one very strong witness who has explained how it all works. His affidavit is attached to the pleadings of Lynn Wood in the lawsuit he filed in Georgia. It is a stunning, detailed affidavit because he was with Hugo Chavez while he was being briefed on how it worked. He was with Hugo Chavez when he saw it operate to make sure the election came out his way. That was the express purpose for creating this software. He has seen it operate, and as soon as he saw the multiple states shut down the voting on the night of the election, he knew the same thing was happening here, that was what had gone on.
So, Carson, walk me through how we're going to hack a WinVote machine.
Okay.
The first thing we're going to do is we connect wirelessly to this machine. And so when we press join, now we are connected to the machine.
That's it?
That's it. What we've learned from this is do not use wireless access points on voting machines. Just don't do it. And if you doubt that this is actually the WinVote machine, we can just look and list the directory, and here you see there's a directory called WinVote, and so we can also go into this directory, WinVote. I'm just going to press demo, and then I will have control.
And now you
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit, and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.